With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump has been disqualified from Colorado's presidential primary. White House correspondent Greg Clexton has more.
The Colorado Supreme Court's decision is the first of its kind, using the 14th Amendment to bar a presidential candidate. By a 4-3 vote, the court said Trump is disqualified from holding the office of president. The majority wrote, "We do not reach these conclusions lightly." A spokesman for the Trump campaign described the lawsuit as un-American and expressed confidence that the U.S. Supreme Court will quickly rule in favor of the former president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All the judges on that Colorado court were appointed by Democrat governors. Also at SRNnews.com, California regulators approved new rules that would let water agencies recycle wastewater.
It could mean the water in California used to flush a toilet could be recycled through the kitchen faucet. For decades, it's been a struggle to find reliable sources of drinking water.
We live in California where the drought happens all the time, and with climate change, it will only get worse.
At the Santa Clara Valley Water District, Kirsten Struve says it may not sound pleasing, but recycled water is super clean. Colleague Lakeisha Bryant says it's a three-step process.
Microfiltration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light disinfection, and the water is pure water at the end.
California is just the second state to allow wastewater to tap water, following Colorado. I'm Ed Donahue.
Federal appeals court orders Border Patrol to stop cutting the nearly 30 miles of razor wire that Texas is placing along the Rio Grande to deter illegal immigration. The Texas Attorney General says the feds don't have the right to damage or seize state property that is not on federal land. The ruling by the New Orleans-based Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals included an exception for agents who respond to medical emergencies. This is SRN News. UPS teams up with the Salvation Army to spread Christmas cheer.
UPS employees in five cities have adopted 425 children this Christmas through the Salvation Army's Angel Tree program. The Christian nonprofit helps provide Christmas gifts to hundreds of thousands of children around the country each year. UPS hopes its efforts will inspire a cycle of giving and kindness. A company representative said, in the future, those kids could potentially be donors to Angel Tree because someone helped them. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
One Florida church wants to make sure that no one misses Christmas Eve services. Grace Family Church in Tampa Bay will host 31 Christmas Eve services available to all families across the region at seven different locations. Lead pastor Craig Altman says, "We're delighted to open our doors and invite families from all over Tampa to experience a service." This is SRN News. The upward momentum continues on Wall Street. We hear more on the rising stock markets from correspondent Seth Sutel, who gives us details from New York.
Wall Street ticked higher amid hopes that moves by Japan's central bank to keep interest rates easy for investors could be a preview for the rest of the world. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Tuesday. The benchmark index is just shy of the record it set almost 2 years ago. The Dow rose 251 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite also added 0.7%. Japan's Nikkei 225 index was one of the world's biggest winners after the Bank of Japan decided to keep its benchmark rate below zero in hopes of encouraging more borrowing and spending. Hopes are building that the Federal Reserve may cut U.S. interest rates several times next year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Airbnb using artificial intelligence technology to prevent New Year's Eve parties. More details at SRNnews.com.